The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Joanna LaForgia from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting content from the November 2024 issue of Southern Living magazine. This week, we'll hear the back page essay from Rick Bragg, and then we'll hear about some very affordable and equally beautiful places to retire in a special report. Okay, ready? This is the back page essay from Rick Bragg, B-R-A-G-G, and it's called Southern Journal. It's in every magazine. And we never got to read this one last year, so it's called Homeward Bound. Going back for Thanksgiving somehow makes everything all right. About 40 years ago, I was marooned in San Marcos, Texas on Thanksgiving. A whole carload of teenagers picked a fight with me at a Burger King. You cannot make this up. I acted tough enough to satisfy my self-respect, but there were a lot of them. So I fled in a rented Ford Fairmount. That vehicle was not exactly built for speed, but I eventually made it to the Holiday Inn alive, thinking to myself that at least things could only get better from there. I was young then and still believed in hope. The next day, I drove to College Station to write about a football game. In the press box, they served the saddest excuse for a turkey dinner I've ever known. On the way back, I got lost in a dense fog that had me driving so slow I seemed to remember cows passing my car. Then, another year, I was in West Palm Beach, Florida, at a Denny's or an IHOP, whichever place had the Rudy Tooty fresh and fruity combo. I was there to cover a presidential election. The server, dressed in holiday flair, dusted my pancakes with powdered sugar. I hate that stuff, but smiled and thanked her anyway, because I knew she wasn't where she wanted to be either. There's also the time I was stuck out in Los Angeles and ate some fried rice and a cup of hot and sour soup. I think it had something in it that might have possibly been turkey. My point is, I know what it feels like to be away from home on a day that is shorthand for homecoming, a time meant for being with those who have to love you in spite of yourself. I think back on these memories when I see crowds of travelers in big airports and in four lanes of gridlock traffic. They come to mind when I watch servicemen and women in uniform standing in interminable lines, trying hard to return to something warm and sane in a world so full of uncertainty. That doesn't mean that the holiday itself will be perfect. I know that these reunions can often lead to tears or even a fistfight or two. Families will do that. Maybe, when it's over, we don't so much leave home as flee it, at least until the next November. These clashes have happened so much among my relatives that we have invented a word for it. Root. And that, listeners, is spelled R-U-I-N, apostrophe T. Someone might say, you've ruined my Thanksgiving. Although I have personally never been accused of spoiling that holiday. I ruined a Christmas back in 1999. I still think it's worth anything you have to do to get home. Almost all of the people from my mother's generation are gone now. Only my mom remains of her great, great family. But even in that melancholy, it's worth it, just to be there. I will eat turkey that actually tastes like turkey, and then drag the dusty Christmas tree up from the basement, and everything will be all right. Sometimes, when I'm at the airport, I'm reminded of these thoughts as I see a determined young mother battling to make it to the gate with one hand holding onto her screaming toddler with a death grip and her free arm cradling an infant. And I wonder if this might be the first time the littlest one has ever gone home to see her people. And now for a special report on Southern Living's best places to retire affordably. The heading of this page, which has a full-page photograph, half-page photograph of a beach that has dune grass on it, and you can just see the beginning of the ocean waves in the background. And in the foreground, their backs to us are two white Adirondack chairs with a round table in the center. And on one of the chairs, and again, the chairs are facing the ocean, so that's why their backs are to us. Oh, and you see, they appear to be rocking chairs. In one of the chairs sits a woman wearing sunglasses and a pink top and pink trousers, and she has on the arm of the chair, just between two fingers of her hand, a glass of white wine, it appears to be. And it says, "Special report, the best places to retire affordably. Stretch your savings and live your golden years to the fullest in these budget-friendly cities and towns." And this is by Ashley Cusick. And the caption of the photograph is, "Enjoy the view. Orange Beach, Alabama offers coastal living for less money than other waterfront cities." All right. Let's take a little trip across the South and see what these are like. All right. The decision about where we want to spend our retirement involves complex variables that include our families, health, interests, aspirations, and finances. As the cost of living continues to rise, finding the right city or town to make your money last as long as possible is paramount. For more and more people nearing or entering retirement, the South continues to be a draw. From Hot Springs, Arkansas, to Vero Beach, Florida, and plenty of zip codes in between. More American families have moved to this region than any other part of the country for the past decade, and that trend is expected to continue. To identify the South's best places to retire for 2024, Investopedia, a financial news and education website where I serve as editor-in-chief, partnered with Southern Living for the second year. We evaluated economic and livability metrics using data on housing prices, medium income levels, and proximity to recreation and cultural activities, among other criteria. We interviewed locals, depended on the experience of Southern Living editors, and looked for spots where the quality of life is high. Although our list contains just 10 locations, we know that there are many others in the region that warrant a mention. But when it comes to affordability and getting your money's worth in retirement, this group gives you a great place to start. And that was written by Caleb Silver, who is the editor-in-chief of Investopedia. And now on to the article. There's a small quarter-page photograph, pretty house against a mountainous backdrop, and there are fall colors, warm colors of golden yellow and orange, flaming orange, and some green. And there is a house, minor mansion, it seems to be. There are it's a two-level colonial style house with a gazebo to its side, and it's facing some body of water that we have here in the foreground. It could be a canal or a lake. It's a river, and here's why we know. Here's the caption of the photograph. On the waterfront, the Elk and Kanawha rivers flow through Charleston, West Virginia. So this piece is on Charleston, West Virginia. West Virginia's capital gives culture lovers a rich experience at a price that won't break the bank. From watching boat races at the annual Charleston Stern Wheel Regatta to soaking in the changing seasons along area trails, there are plenty of reasons to consider making West Virginia's most populous city your retirement home. Charlestonians can stroll around downtown galleries during First Friday Art Walk, attend live tapings of Mountain Stage, a beloved local show that broadcasts musical performances to NPR stations across the country, or visit the Clay Center for the Arts and Sciences of West Virginia, which has a cinema, a performance hall, an art museum, and a planetarium under a single roof. This is a well-educated place. 43.2% of residents hold a bachelor's degree or higher, and more than 20% of the 48,864 people who live here are 65 or older. Grab a bite at the year-round farmers market. Savor free summertime concerts on the Kanawha River, or cheer at a minor league Dirty Birds game. This city makes financial sense, too, with estimated median monthly housing costs of just $857. Retirees can spend 26% less than the median across the South. Investopedia estimates the median monthly housing costs in the South to be $1,163. In addition, West Virginia is phasing out taxation on Social Security income, offers property tax homestead exemptions to eligible residents 65 or older, and has low effective property tax rates. The estimated median monthly housing costs are $857. And next, Fredericksburg, Texas. We've got a photo here of a windmill that is in the historic district. There's a windmill. It might be a vineyard. We'll have to read the caption to see what this building is. And there are some people walking on a dirt path through a bit of a meadow with, and there's one tree in the foreground, to this building. And then there's a little close-up of it, a close-up of a home, a front door with a second level above it, and there's a covered porch on that second level. And that second level extends out to form a front porch on the first floor, where the door is. The caption of the photo is Texas Treasure. Fredericksburg is proud of its well-preserved historic district, which includes businesses and homes. Take in the area's beautiful wine country at places like Becker Vineyards. All right, so that was a winery, that building in the other photograph. Fredericksburg, Texas. With its proximity to both San Antonio and Austin, this hill country gem has unparalleled stargazing, unique German traditions, and fine wines. Tourists stream to this town of 10,875, but with almost a third of its residential population 65 or older, it is also a great place to consider retiring. The natural beauty of the Texas Hill Country and Fredericksburg's quaint feel are among its main appeals, says Mayor Gerald Hoover. An international dark sky community, the city presents exceptional stargazing at its beautiful local parks, and in the spring, it explodes with the colors and scents of blooming bluebonnets and other wild flowers. Sitting in the heart of Texas's wine country, downtown is lined with multiple wineries, plus restaurants and locally owned shops. The area's German heritage is reflected in its architecture, cuisine, and beer selections. Oktoberfest is the largest of more than 400 annual events and celebrations, which also include a bluegrass festival, a craft beer and polka gathering, and Christmas traditions. This area's estimated median monthly housing costs of $1,254 are 8% higher than the southern median, but few places could offer this much to do at a lower price. In addition, Texas does not tax income, and eligible senior homeowners may receive large homestead exemptions on their property taxes. Estimated median monthly housing costs, $1,254. Next, North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The quieter side of this coastal hotspot has 9 miles of Atlantic shoreline, world-class golf, and lower housing costs than the rest of the region. North Myrtle Beach provides easy access to the Grand Strand's more famous locale. Myrtle Beach is just 20 miles southwest. But retirees here can expect to find a slower tempo and greater affordability. That does not mean life gets boring, though. Practice your swing at more than 80 regional golf courses, go to a free concert on Main Street, or see evidence of loggerhead sea turtles nesting at the less packed beaches. The area has state-of-the-art medical facilities nearby, an abundance of delicious local seafood, and 7 acres of walking trails at Heritage Shores Nature Preserve. North Myrtle Beach's population of 18,790 has a median age of 60.2, and almost 8% of the residents polled in the 2022 American Community Survey moved here from a different state in the past year alone. Estimated median monthly housing costs are $1,075, which is 8% lower than across the region. South Carolina does not tax Social Security benefits and has lower effective property tax rates than much of the country. It also provides income tax deductions and property tax homestead exemptions to eligible resident seniors. Hickory, North Carolina. Nature enthusiasts and Main Street shoppers are happy here at the base of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Just over an hour from Charlotte, Winston-Salem, and Asheville, Hickory is regularly listed as one of America's most desirable and affordable places to live and retire. Mayor Hank Guest touts its delectable farm-to-table restaurants, outdoor adventures on Lake Hickory, eclectic downtown shops, and vibrant arts and cultural opportunities to rival that of cities over twice its size, quote-unquote. The estimated median housing costs are 17% lower than those across the South, coming in at $960 per month. Outdoorsy retirees in this city of 43,490 can bike under the oak trees at Baker's Mountain Park or hop on the interconnected greenways and blueways that compose the massive Carolina Thread Trail. When you aren't spending time in nature, walk around savoring a local beer in the downtown social district, listen to a free concert at the Hum Amphitheater, or applaud the Hickory Crawdads during minor league baseball season. The area features accessible medical care and has sizable Black, Latino, and Asian populations. Estimated median monthly housing costs, $960. Vero Beach, Florida. Find warm winters, great public amenities, and housing options for a range of budgets on the Treasure Coast. And we have a photograph here of, it looks as though it's a swamp and someone might be kayaking, yes, in that swamp, or, yeah. And there is some tasty, a little inset with some food here, and the caption is, "Taste of the Tropics." Vero Beach has a robust dining scene with many locally owned restaurants like El Cid Taquera. Nearby, the lush McKee Botanical Garden has glorious tropical foliage and exhibits. Vero Beach, Florida. If your dream is to spend your retirement years in the Sunshine State, you could choose this Atlantic Coast community that boasts Florida living at its finest. Vero Beach has dining options for every taste, an art museum and botanical gardens, a public heated lap pool and racquetball courts, and quality medical facilities. As with any seaside destination, housing gets more expensive the closer you are to the water. But just outside the city limits, in unincorporated Indian River County, home prices are markedly lower, and you can have all the same perks. The county provides several parks with Atlantic Beach access, a rich events calendar with exercise classes aimed at seniors, a golf club with resident discounts, and multiple public pools. Watch pelicans take flight or view dolphin pods swimming from the 26 miles of white sand beaches. Or take nature walks or play aquatic sports in the local saltwater lagoons. With more than 35% of county residents being 65 or older, it is clear that many have chosen Vero Beach as their retirement home. And with good reason. Estimated median monthly housing costs of $1,099 put prices in this community of $137,421 on par with those in the rest of the South. Plus, coming here means you get all the additional retirement tax benefits Florida gives. Estimated median monthly housing costs, $1,099. Valdosta, Georgia. A football town with fun festivals, delicious produce, plenty to do, and great benefits. And there's a photo of a majestic-looking colonial house here, small photo in the foreground. Located near the Florida-Georgia border, this city of 55,378 is less than 2 hours northeast of Tallahassee and northwest of Jacksonville. Life here is more affordable than in those major metro areas, with estimated median monthly housing costs of $893, about 23% lower than those across the South. When you aren't rooting for Valdosta's celebrated high school football team, you can pick your own seasonal pecans, peaches, and strawberries. Go to the Springtime Valdosta Lowndes, it's Lowndes, listeners, in case I'm mispronouncing that, the Valdosta Lowndes Azalea Festival, or play pickleball at new outdoor courts at McKee Park. Shop at the area's many proudly black-owned businesses, or escape the noise by bird-watching at Drexel Park or exploring wetlands at the Grand Bay Wildlife Management Area. The Theater Guild Valdosta, Annette Howell Turner Center for the Arts, and Valdosta Symphony Orchestra all entertain area arts lovers. Although the population's median age is only 29.2, the city has not forgotten its older residents. For locals 50 and over, the Senior Citizen Center has square and line dancing, crocheting, billiards, and a heated indoor pool. Valdosta State University's Learning in Retirement Group organizes lectures and educational tours. For eligible state residents who are 62 or older, there is a policy providing free, or nearly free, college classes within the university system of Georgia. There are also additional income and property tax exemptions, plus appraisal inflation protections for homestead residences of people in this age range. On top of that, Social Security benefits are not taxed. The estimated median monthly housing costs are $893. Englewood, Florida. nestled between Tampa and Fort Myers on Florida's Gulf Coast. It has a small town feel with enough bustle to keep retirees active. And listeners, in order to finish this before we leave, to make sure that we hit them all, I might just abbreviate some of these just to the most salient points, all right? With low-rise buildings and mom-and-pop shops, this sunny beach town is slightly off the beaten path, making it quieter and more affordable than many larger and better-known coastal alternatives. Englewood's estimated median monthly housing costs of just $779 are 33% less than those across the South. Plus, Florida does not have state income tax and gives supplementary homestead exemptions to eligible seniors. Retirees have clearly taken note of these benefits. More than half of Englewood's 20,800 residents are 65 or older, with an estimated median age of 67.8. Estimated median monthly housing costs are $779. And Maryville, Tennessee. This Knoxville suburb is a retirement sweet spot with easy city access and nearby Great Smoky Mountains and a relaxed pace. It's situated in the Smoky Mountains. It's a college town full of ways to be active in nature, such as biking and hiking. Maryville, an East Tennessee city of 31,907, sits less than half an hour from the fly fishing and incredible views of Great Smoky Mountains National Park and just 18 miles south of Knoxville. But there's plenty to do right here in town. And the estimated median monthly income housing costs here are $1,125. Tennessee does not have income tax, and eligible homeowners can have the value of their homestead property frozen for tax assessment purposes after they turn 65. Hot Springs, Arkansas, Spa City, providing opportunities for national park exploration and urban adventure at a lower cost. And their estimated median monthly housing costs are $810. At Orange Beach, Alabama, which we talked about a little bit in the beginning, their estimated median housing costs are $1,279. A lot to do there beyond its beautiful shores, plus lower taxes. And as you can hear, listeners, we have run out of time for today's episode of Southern Living. I hope you enjoyed it and hope you'll listen next time. I'm Joanna LaForger, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long until next time.